Genesis chapter 6. And it came to pass, when man began to increase on the surface of the ground, that daughters were born to them. And the sons of God saw man's daughters, how good-looking they were, and they took wives to themselves from everyone they chose. And the Lord said, My spirit will not strive with man age-abidingly in his waywardness. He is flesh, and his days will be 120 years. There were Nephilim on the earth in those days, and after that too, when the sons of God went into the daughters of man, who bore them offspring. They are the heroes who since antiquity have been men of renown. And the Lord saw that man's evil on the earth was great, and that every conception of the thoughts of his heart was nothing but evil all day long. And the Lord grieved over having made man on the earth, and he was distressed in his heart. And the Lord said, I will wipe man that I created off the face of the earth, both man and beast and reptile and birds of the sky, for I am grieved over having made them. But Noah found grace in the eyes of the Lord. This is the lineage of Noah. Noah was a righteous man. He was pure in his genealogy. Noah walked with God, and Noah begot three sons, Shem, Ham, and Japheth. Now the earth became corrupt before God, and the earth became full of violence. And God looked at the earth and saw that it had become corrupt, for all flesh had gone a corrupt way on the earth. Then God said to Noah, The end of all flesh has come before me, for the earth is full of violence because of them. So I am about to bring ruin on them with the earth. Make yourself an ark of gopher wood. You shall make the ark in cells, and you shall cover it inside and outside with pitch. And this is how you will make it. The length of the ark will be 300 cubits. Its width will be 50 cubits, and its height will be 30 cubits. You will make a skylight for the ark, and finish it 1 cubit projecting above, and you will make a door to the ark on the side of it. You will make it with a lower, a second, and a third deck. And as for me, I am about to bring a flood of water on the earth, to bring to ruin all flesh on it that has the breath of life in it under heaven. Everything that is on the earth will expire. And I will set up my covenant with you, and you will go into the ark, you and your sons and your wife and your sons' wives with you. And you will bring two of every species of every living thing of all flesh into the ark, to preserve them alive with you. Male and female they shall be, of birds according to their species, and of cattle according to their species, and of all reptiles of the ground according to their species. Two of everything will come to you to preserve them alive, and you are to take with you all kinds of food that are eaten, and gather it up, and it will be food for you and for them. And Noah did it. Everything that God commanded him, he duly carried out.